I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have someone new to our studios, Jake Ilica. He is a singer-songwriter, originally from Winona, Minnesota, but now based in the Twin Cities. And he's got a show tonight at Fitger's Brewhouse in Duluth at 10 o'clock. Welcome, Jake.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And did I get all that right? You're in the Twin Cities now?
Yep.
But
Minneapolis.
Still have some connections in Winona.
Yep.
We were just talking, you just played the Boats and Bluegrass Festival down there, which I hear a lot about.
Yeah, it's a great fest.
Great. And you have one solo EP out, and you've done a bunch of stuff with other people, and we're going to find out all about all of that. But why don't we have you get started with a song first? What do you want to play?
All right, I'm going to play a song off the CD, Minnesota Homegrown.
Sunsets on the highway, on the river, and on my soul. We'll have cherished every memory that I made in that valley of gold. I'm proud to call this my home, Minnesota homegrown. Well, I'm proud to call this my home. Minnesota on my own, a piece of Minnesota on my own, a piece of Minnesota on my own.
That's Jake Ilica live from Studio A, and inspiration for that one seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Kind of wrote it while I was driving a truck around in Winona, up and down 61 there, so just loved being by the river and by the valleys and just being able to get outdoors, you know, within a stone's throw of my house. So
you grew up there? Is that?
I moved down from the Twin Cities. I grew up in Bloomington and
moved
down there when I was 12, so yeah, I was definitely not who I am now, so I credit Winona with making me who I am today. So,
how so? Like, what about it?
Like I said, with the outdoors, and I guess I always sang in like church choirs and stuff in the cities. But when I got to Winona, I got a guitar. I found the music scene even at 14 and hanging out in pool halls and going to punk shows and stuff. And so I think stuff like that helped me shape into I could be a musician. I want to be a musician. And,
wow.
And there's a great arts and music scene there, so definitely.
So I want to hear about that 14-year-old. Was it a guitar? You had a guitar, first of all?
Yeah, okay. I got some cheap Vester or something like that. I don't even remember, but I got it for Christmas. And I think I gave it to my brother when he moved off to college and got an actual Alvarez or something nice with some name to it. So.
And what kind of songs were you playing at 14?
At 14, I was probably learning Beatles and Hendrix and just all the stuff I was listening to. Didn't think about writing songs probably until I was 18 or 19 or... And chasing girls at that point or something, writing songs for them. So.
And when did you end up back in the Twin Cities?
I just moved back up there last Labor Day, so I just made it through a full year now. And I quit my job in Winona and moved my family up to do music full-time, too. So I survived the first year of being an independent musician. So I'm feeling good about that.
Well, tell me about some of the highs of that and some of the lows of that.
All right, we'll start with the bad news, I guess. The lows are just, you know, building your draw, grinding it out. You don't, like, this is probably a fourth time playing Duluth. I can't guarantee that I'll have a lot of people there yet. You know, I'm still working on that. So there'll be nights where you put just as much effort into a big show you know people are coming to. You'll put it into another show and, you know, spend money on promotion and do the online social networking and all that stuff to promote the show, and nothing, you know, no one shows up and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's bound to happen. I haven't seen the end of that yet, I know, but so low nights are those other nights where you drive, you know, 3 hours in the middle of the night going, man, no one was there, why did I go? But it all, you know, it all works out. And the highs are definitely meeting all these great musicians that are coming out of Minnesota, Duluth. I'm playing with Sarah Kruger soon, and Feeding Leroy, another local group, and Eric Koskinen working with me on the record, and just meeting all these great musicians and then playing shows with them, sharing the stage. Those are some of the peaks, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pretty scary leap to make to say, all right, I'm going to do this full time. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, even when I'm broke or when I'm not playing to anyone, it feels like the right thing. You know, it finally feels, after 30 years, I figured out what I want to do. So,
well, then you gotta stay with it. You gotta do
not
it.
Not giving up anytime soon.
So you mentioned a little bit about your background, and you have an EP out, and it's Jake Ilica and the Heavy Set.
Yep.
Now, and this is your first solo one. Now, what did you do? Did you work with other bands before that?
I played with I had a band in the mid-2000s, the Northwoods Band. We didn't really record anything. We were just kind of alive. We'd play a lot and go all over, and that was kind of my first taste of the road with that. But yeah, I've just been doing solo, and then I have a duo, Ilica Ward Duo, that we're recording an album. I'm trying to do like just a solo album where it's just me acoustic, but the band is the Heavy Set's three guys I know from Winona that are all veteran musicians, and I kind of started doing a Wednesday residency at this place called Ed's No Name Bar, which I'm just finishing up here after 2 years now. But I wanted to have band members behind me on some songs, and so that just kind of gave the idea to this sounds pretty good. Let's keep doing this. So we wrote some more songs, and we recorded the EP, and we're working on a full length right now.
Mm-hmm. So. And you have a guitar here today, mm-hmm. but you also play some pedal steel.
Yep,
is that
I play
right?
pedal steel. Not great yet, but better than bad, I guess. So also I've played that like on stage with Pert Near Sandstone last year at Boats and Bluegrass, and played it with Eric Koskinen at a show. And I play exclusively with a band called the Federales out of Minneapolis. I'll sit in with them when I'm not having another show, and I just like to tote it around and, you know, bring it out if people want it, because it's just a kind of a rare instrument around, and it's starting to come back now, but the younger guys don't play it. It's mostly old timers, so
mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of adds a little something special.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique sound, so.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So the EP was you and the band.
Mm-hmm.
Do you primarily just perform solo right now, though?
It's a mix of everything. Mm-hmm. Last night I played with my duo in Winona. Tonight I'm playing solo. Next week I play with the band at Harriet Brewing in Minneapolis. So it's just a, you know, I'll always have at least three different groups playing a month, you know, probably six times a month, you know, each of them have six shows or so.
Mm-hmm.
When we're really busy.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do for us next?
I'm going to do you a song called Circle in the Drain. If time alone
Tell me if you're coming home and don't lead me astray. Solitude will help you through your sad and weary state. Well, I can only promise I will try to accommodate. But all this time without you is driving me insane. All my nights are sleepless, all my days so long and plain. But you spend the whole summer just dancing in the rain. I spend my circle in the drain. Time and give you space, but what's in it for me? Well, tell me how our love became an unsolved mystery. If solitude will help you through your sad and weary state, I can only promise I will try to accommodate. But all this time without you is driving me insane. All my nights are sleepless, all my days so long and plain. But you spend the whole summer just dancing in the rain. I spend my circle in the drain. I spend my circle in the drain. This time without you is driving me insane. All my nights are sleepless, all my days so long and plain. Will you spend the whole summer just dancing in the rain? I spend mine circling the drain. I spend mine circling the drain.
That's Jake Ilica live from Studio A, and I don't think that one's on the EP.
No, nope, that'll be coming up on the next one, yeah.
Okay. So you said you started writing songs when you were about 18 or so, writing your own songs, and how were those songs?
There was
any keepers?
Nah, not really. There was a couple spots I think I kept, and because we never recorded them or anything with the first band I was in, so I kind of hung on to them, and I might bring them back. But the first band was kind of a jam band, and I was finding my voice on the guitar, I guess, and so a little more prog influenced, I guess, when I was first writing. A lot of songs with no words, a lot of puzzle piece songs, 5-6 parts, you know, fun stuff. But yeah, I started getting into the kind of the singer-songwriter groove probably at about 23 or 24. Sort of listening to a lot more of that Ryan Adams and Ray LaMontagne and Amos Lee and stuff like that was just coming out in droves and just hitting me hard. So I was like, yeah, I can do stuff by myself too. So I started writing more for that. And then those solo songs became songs that I could kind of put together with the band too, and a different feel of a band, you know, kind of a lighter side, alt country, kind of Americana band. So that's what the band started as, at least.
So tell me about the song that we just heard, what inspired that one. And
Circling the Drain, I guess it was just kind of a, I don't always write from like autobiographical or from, you know, personal experience. Sometimes I like to treat it like I'm writing a song about someone else or just putting myself in a character's shoes. So I was kind of thinking of two people who were kind of drifting apart, and one was having a really good time with it and the other one wasn't, so. Well, you know, so that's the circle in the drain part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so tell me about making the EP. You mentioned Eric Koskinen, and you worked a little bit with him, and you worked with someone else that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, we did four of the six tracks. We did six tracks all together, and we did four straight off the bat at Winterland Studios in Minneapolis. And we had our friend Dylan Now, who plays in a band called Apollo Cobra, and also plays in the Nicholas David band, the guy that that used to be in the White Iron band out of Minneapolis and got pretty big on The Voice
on the
and
Voice,
made it
yep.
far in there. So he tours with them, and when he's around, he's a good friend of ours, and he's got a lot of studio knowledge, so we brought him in to kind of produce four of the six tracks. And then he mixed the entire thing, too, and added some keys in there, so he also played on a lot of it. But then I wanted to do two more tracks that were a little more representative of my solo style. But I brought my drummer along, and then we went to Eric Koskinen's Real Phonics Studios in Minneapolis, and he goes, "Well, I kind of hear bass on this. Should we do that?" And yeah. So then he played bass on it, and we did some guitar stuff together, and so yeah, he was able to play and produce, and then Dylan mixed it all. So, and it was mastered by Todd Fitzgerald at Winterland, who's a really good guy in the biz and has mastered a lot and won Grammys for it and stuff. So I was proud to work with all those musicians and privileged.
Now, have you done much recording with previous projects before, or was this kind
not,
of a,
not
this
at
was
all
a first?
Just some home studio
okay.
stuff. And we've gone into studios before, some of my friends and I, and I did have like a live electronic band. We went to Winterland. That was my first experience with that. So that was 2009 or 10, and we did a 5-song EP, and that was our first experience there. And it was a live electronic band that the tech that was, or the engineer who was working with us, you could tell he didn't like that kind of music. So it was kind of rushed through, but then we got the same tech when the heavy set recorded, and he was a lot more into that, and he had grown probably a lot in his role over the last couple of years, so it was a lot smoother that time through. But yeah, that was my only other time in a recording studio. So,
So it sounds like it was an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I can't wait to do it. If it didn't cost so much, I'd be doing it all the time. So.
And how does that compare to the live experience? You know, some people hate the studio; they just want to do everything live.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it sounds like you're not one of those people.
Yeah, no, I definitely like. I mean. Listening to the Beatles or anything like that, where you just hear all the layers that were put in the studio. And I know it's hard to achieve sometime or takes a lot of time, but there's something different about doing it in the studio. And I love playing live, and I love throwing curveballs into songs that we'll put on wax one way forever, but every time we play it live might be a little different with certain parts. And so yeah, it's hard to compare the two because I have such a love for both of them in a different way. So
How were the songs pretty fleshed out when you got into the studio, or did you do more work on
them? We actually planned to just record two songs the first time, just make sure we got all those written, and then had some backups, and we had all this extra time because we got through and we had practiced them so much and we were so prepared that time around that we had extra time, so we laid down two more, and then we even had time to lay down some B3 organ right there in the studio with Dylan. So, I mean, that we made the most of our time, and then we just added those two songs a couple months later. So,
So since you've been writing for a while, and do you have a lot of stuff stockpiled, or did it all go into other projects? Or
no, I've some of the songs are getting hashed out with Illica Ward Duo. With the duo, I've got because Joel writes a lot of his music too, and so we've been doing our own songs together for a long time, and now we're starting to write more. So I hang on to some of them for that. That are a little more fitting since the duo is a lot less volume and less raucous, I guess. So, but yeah, we've got songs that we've been playing live now for a year with the band that we're going to put on the studio. So the album, the full length that we're doing is probably going to be made up of, you know, probably 5 or 6 songs that we already play. And then we're working out a whole bunch of new ones. Actually, this weekend, we're doing our big weekend retreat writing session thing. So one of the guys has a farm in Iowa, so we're going to go there and hang out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, so that was that for the duo or the solo?
That's
project?
For the heavy set. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the heavy set. All
yep.
right. So you're next. And when are you hoping to have that one up?
I'm bad at timelines because I said a deadline for the last one and we went over it. So I would say late spring, early summer.
Okay.
We'll probably have something ready to go.
So like about a year after the previous
yep.
one.
Yep.
That seems about
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said before, if I had enough money, I'd probably be putting one out every couple of months because there's always stuff going on up there, but it costs money. So
in the year that you've been, pursuing this full time as a musician, where have you branched out to as far as touring and stuff?
I've been hitting the Minneapolis area a lot, just trying to get my name in there, make connections and kind of build a draw there and let people know that, because there's such a great scene there. So trying to crack into that any way I can. And, then I still kept my things going in Winona. So I was doing a lot of going down to Winona, maybe swinging out to Madison every now and then, and up to Duluth when I could. But Mike Munson and I, another blues guy from Winona, we did a solo tour out to Seattle and back, because he released a CD in November, and then I got mine done in March. So right after March, we released my CD in Minneapolis at a show and took off from there. So we did Fitgers the first night of the tour and went all the way out to Seattle and Bellingham, Washington, and came back through Colorado. And so that was my first time being gone that long. I mean, I'd been gone, go over to Chicago or Fargo or something for the weekend, but this was 24 days away from family and friends. And it was great. And I loved it. And we got our music out there and it was a pretty good response for the most part.
Great. So more of that in your future, right?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
All right. Well, let's do one more. What do you want to play?
I'm going to actually do a really old folk song that I've been playing a lot, kind of in the style of Dave Van Ronk, called He Was a Friend of Mine.
He was a friend of mine. Was a friend of mine, and every time I hear his name, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine. He never did no wrong. Never did no wrong. Well, he was just a poor boy, such a long way from home. But he was a friend of mine.
Jake Iluka, live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, Jake. Really a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. This is great. Thank you for having me.
And again, Jake is playing tonight at Fitgers Brewhouse in Duluth. Show starts at 10 o'clock. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.